Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 20, and this episode is called Humility. I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. Strong's New Testament Greek definition of humility, the word tapenoprosune, humiliation of mind, modesty, humbleness of mind, lowliness of mind, having a humble opinion of oneself, a deep sense of one's moral littleness. I love Philippians 2:3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. It's lowering our opinion of ourselves and raising our opinion of others. Counting others is more significant. It's putting others first. Think of our interaction with others. Are we gentle, patient? Do we interrupt? Do we talk over? Show deference to their thought or opinion? Even if we think we know the answer, I can't tell you how many times I've thought myself right and the other person wrong, only for me to be proven wrong. Or times that I accuse someone of something and it wasn't true. I need the humility to listen, do the homework, and bring forth what really actually is. It's taken me decades to learn humility enough to hold my tongue and do the homework. Learn now from my mistakes. Okay, I'm sure you have your own stories too. Another Ephesians verse that speaks to this is 4:2. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Humility shows itself in gentleness and patience. I dare say it displays the other fruit of the Spirit as well, from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. If you are prone to talk or walk over others, outgoing personalities typically, build a system to not speak first, to ask questions instead of make comments. Actually, questions are the best way to communicate, and to think more highly of the other person than you do. If you're more naturally humble, reserved personalities, make sure you get your point across at the end of the conversation and always ask, does that make sense? To ensure you're communicating. As a leader, your people should always speak first so they can be heard and understood. And make sure your humble folks get the last word in. You may need to force them to speak. Don't miss out on their wisdom. Lord, help me think more highly of others than I do of myself. And help me show them this love by demonstrating humility. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.